And now on BBC Radio 4, the nation's favourite love poems. Heartbreak by Trevor Babcock.
My love appeared one silent night as I sat pondering in my room. Her face was as a beam of light, piercing the clouds of solemn gloom. She advanced toward me, smiling, and gently removed her hat. She gave a cough. Her bra flew off and suffocated the cat.
And now, live from the Hacienda Steak Lounge, Bletchley, we present the small town with a big show. Yes, it's truly Madly Bletchley! And here's your host, the chairman of Bletchley District Council Ways and Means Committee. Yes, he's a councillor, but please believe us, he's quite interesting. Mr. Dutton!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome back to Bletchley, the town described in the AA Guide to Weekend Breaks as Chernobyl with an Asda. Yes, but what do they know? Ha ha. And what a show we've got for you tonight, folks. Without further ado, Mrs. Armitage, local celebrity, councillor, and woman, what's on the agenda this week?
On the agenda this week, Mr. Dutton, with the latest top 10 hits from the ice cream van charts.
And up 3 places to number 10, it's that old favourite, Mr. Softy.
We'll be asking, do dog owners not only grow to look like their pets, but sound like them as well? Poodle owner Bob Fitz. Ah, 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 ah. Yes, well, more of him later.
And we've sound financial advice from Mr. Scrope, the old tramp.
Don't do what I did!
Precisely.
On your own, lonely, arrive home each night to an empty house. Toss and turn for hours, wondering how to fill the dark, horrific void your life has become. Bad luck.
And nudging seventh place, it's Tony Bell with Come and Get My Raspberry Ripple.
Yes, now, rumours have been circulating that a leading member of the Third Reich has secretly settled here in Bletchley and is running a small shop. Can this possibly be true? Our very own intrepid reporter, Mr. Babcock, went to investigate.
Now, I'm here at the Heinrich Himmler Garden Centre in the heart of Bletchley. Mr. Himmler.
Yeah?
I won't beat about the bush. Are you a Nazi?
How dare you? I'm 100% pure and adulterated cockney. God blow me, governor. In it. I am fond of a swan. Love a duck. What can possibly make her think I'm a Nazi?
Well, the fact that you're wearing jackboots and holding a gun for a start.
Jackboots? Good gracious, no. These are Wellingtons. I've just been planting some pansies.
And the rifle?
An extremely powerful new brand of hedge trimmer.
Hedge trimmer?
Yeah, look.
Blimey, there's no hedge left.
I told you it was powerful. Ich Eisen warum hat das und ich passe überquert alt!
Who are they?
Just my staff after lunch.
But there's 8,000 of them.
We've recently expanded. We've just sold a lot of daffodils.
They seem remarkably well-disciplined for the staff of a small garden centre, Mr. Hayes.
Even in the placid world of potted plants, my friend, there is no substitute for iron will and determination. Every morning I get my staff to read from this book, Nietzsche and the Art of Getting Your Spuds In. You see, I will not rest until I have become the biggest garden centre in the North Buckinghamshire region, taking in parts of Luton. I will sweep aside your B&Qs and your home bases. I want to see a Himmler garden trowel in every potting shed in the land. If you don't buy my watering cans, I will smash you like so much matchwood. If you dare to spurn my hanging baskets, I will invade your houses and set up ruthless dictatorships in your living rooms. Today, Bletchley, tomorrow, the outer reaches of Leighton Buzzard.
Time now for our very own workers' playtime, folks, as local band Enrico Valdez and his orchestra entertains a firm of our choice. Enrico, who's the lucky firm this week?
The lucky firm this week, Mrs. A, is Arthur Winslow's Dairy Farm, 3 miles east of Stony Stratford. So put your hoedown, Mr. Winslow, and enjoy a hoedown. Hoedown. See, the words are the same, but they mean different things. Yes, that was a joke. So lie back on your bed of straw, loosen your smock, and enjoy a meal break melody.
Did I remember to tell you I adore you and I am living for you alone?
Did I remember to say I'm lost without you and just how mad about you I grow? You were in my arms and that was all I knew. We were alone, we two. What did I say to you? Did I remember to tell you I adore you and pray forevermore you are mine?
And up 4 places to number 2, it's Mr. Whippy with everyone's favourite, 99.
Mr. Dutton, Mr. Dutton.
Good grief, Mr. B, what's happening?
It's Mr. Himmler, sir, from the garden centre. He's invaded B&Q.
Invaded B&Q?
Yeah, and that's not all. He's annexed the Arndale Centre and set up a puppet dictatorship in World of Bathrooms.
Do you know something? I'm beginning to suspect he is a Nazi. Turn on the radio.
You will never win this war. My wheelbarrows will sweep through Bletchley like so many wheelbarrows. Lay down your trousers and accept defeat.
Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles.
But Bletchley must be saved from this horticultural onslaught. Ah, there's only one thing for it, Mr. B. Call Arthur Hobson's Motorized Lawnmowers Limited.
Shall be done, sir.
Yes, it's Ward in Bletchley, and the shopkeepers take to the streets, aprons flapping. Watch out, sonny, don't get your feet wet. Mr. Hobson leads the defensive push on the back of a 250cc four-stroke coil-cast lawnmower with optional baling attachment. The entire staff of World of Leather have taken up positions on the roof and are dropping bouncing footstools on the enemy below.
God in Himmel, concussed by poof.
Over now to the town hall for a special announcement from the mayor.
At 11 o'clock this morning, a representative of Bletchley's Board of Trade met with Herr Himmler at the Garden Centre in Walton Heath. He informed him that if he did not remove his troops from World of Bathrooms by 12 o'clock, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such assurance was received, and that consequently we are at war with Heinrich Himmler, Landscape Gardens Limited.
Now, perhaps the most famous person whom we've welcomed to the bosom of our community and permitted to suck on the nipple of our public services is a man you'll remember as the original Milky Bar Kid. He's on the dole now, but we don't mind. He's Stephen Jarvis.
Welcome, Stephen, welcome.
The milk bars are on me!
Yes, yes, yes. Now, how long ago, Stephen, did you make
The Milky Bars are on me!
Yes, Stephen, yes, yes, we're with you. Reliving that moment, yes.
The Milky Bars are on me!
Yeah, Stephen, quiet now, quiet. I mean, you know, just act normally, yeah?
The Milky Bars are on!
Yes, yes. Stephen, You're not in the Arndale Centre now, you know, in your bobble hat. Which is where we found you. You're on the radio, right? Right? You're getting embarrassing now. You promise?
I've got problems.
Yes, I know you've got problems, and we're going to help you through them, all right? We're with you, okay? Good. Now, Stephen, you've had a long and illustrious career since those adverts, of course. You were in Zed Cars.
Yeah. It didn't last very long, though. Oh. They only used me for one episode.
Oh. Let's have a listen.
All right, Kubrick. You're buying the rates. Reasonably, Charlie's told us everything. All we want to know is who paid you. You play guilty now, and you're out in four. What do you say?
The milk bells are on me!
Yes, yeah, and you've no idea why they only used you for one episode?
None. Mm. I suspect a conspiracy, though.
Stephen, we've got a clip now from your performance in the BBC version of Shakespeare's Henry V.
Oh, my crowning glory.
My lady, methinks I spy an envoy on yonder hill.
Soft you. He bringeth urgent news from France. Seal thy lips and strain thy very ear to hear his verbal missive. Envoy, what news from France to stir the dullard's blood?
The milky man's around me!
Mr. Dutton!
Good grief, Mr. Wellington, what's happening in the market square?
The town's been liberated, sir, from the Heinrich Himmler Garden Centre.
Quick! Turn on the radio!
And the mass dregs of staff from the Arndale Centre are on the march. Office world has fallen to the Free Bletchley forces.
Hurrah!
It's only a matter of time before Boots and Quicksave follow. Bletchley is free!
Well, folks, on that note, it's goodbye from Bletchley. In the last 15 minutes, we've entertained you, educated you, and managed to vanquish the threat of Nazi terror once again from these islands.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for my bed.
Join me now in saluting the flypast to the 34th Arndale Centre Squadron as we bid you Toodle Pip!
You have been listening to Truly Madly Bletchley, starring Liz Fraser, Peter Hugo Daly, Stephen Critchlow, Matthew Bell and Julian Dutton, with special guests Enrico Valdez, Mickey Benelli and Cleo Rockus. The show was written by Julian Dutton and produced by Andy Ayliffe.